Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
All of our facilities are open, and we are definitely waiting on customers. We just want people to know that they have options. If this is a national pandemic, so TSA has announced they will accept driver's licenses and ID cards that are at least 1 year expired from their date on their card.
That Secretary of State spokesman Henry Hopti was talking about the fact that Secretary of State Jesse White has extended the expiration date for driver's license and ID cards to January 1st. The man who wants to replace Secretary of State Jesse White is Chicago Alderman David Moore. He joins us on a phone line now. Alderman, welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. So I'm reading about this idea of digital license plates, and it's fascinating. It's intriguing. I don't know if I like the idea or not, but tell me about your plans for it, why you think we should move toward digital license plates.
Absolutely. First and foremost, one of the things as I'm traveling throughout the state and then within the county, main thing you hear people are saying is, one, we want the office to stay out of our pockets. We don't want constantly increased fees. The other thing is you hear people say, you know what, I don't mind paying, but I want to pay for good customer service, and I don't want to stand in a bunch of long lines. And so one of the ways that we can accomplish this is through digital license plates, and that's why I interjected this concept into my campaign platform. And it can keep people from standing in long lines, but at the same time have them using this plate to register using the technology, both their titles and their plates, so that they wouldn't have to stand in long lines. And it's a cost savings over a five-year period.
Alderman, as I understand it, it would be like a computer tablet, right? And that would that fix to your car like your license plate does?
It definitely fits to your car just like your license plate does. And it's got the technology that, of course, you cannot change your numbers and stuff like
right.
that.
And the beauty is if your car gets stolen, or we've heard a lot about carjackings in the area this year. Could you not just destroy it?
You cannot. Well, if you destroy it, just like any other plate, like if you take it off, what do the police supposed to be doing when a plate is destroyed or taken off the bat? They should be stopping those people, right?
Sure. Okay.
And so in this case, if it displays the moment it's taken, stolen, that can be a way that we can recover some of these cars and capture criminals. The other part of that is what I've been affected by, and I'm sure you have too, and many of our people, is uninsured motorists driving on the street. That costs us a lot of money. And so if someone has that, it can show uninsured motorists. Again, the police can immediately get them off the street.
So if the plate is uninsured, the digital readout on this tablet where your old metal plates were would say uninsured on it. Or if it was reported stolen, the word stolen would come up on that plate.
Absolutely. Definitely has that capability.
Okay, so, right, and so there's no safeguard for them if the bad guys just want to destroy it with a sledgehammer. I guess they could still do that, but you're saying officers then would pull them over because they've got a destroyed digital plate on the back of their car.
Absolutely.
Okay, so are they doing it? I'm reading that the story I said it's been introduced in California, Arizona, and Michigan.
And Michigan.
Are they doing it now?
Phoenix is rolling it out right now. Phoenix is in the process of rolling it out.
And how has it been working in those areas?
It's not mandatory right now, but in the areas that do have them, the people that have decided to use them, is working fine. And as well, they're also legal. Like if that person from California drives here to Illinois or to Michigan, that's a valid plate.
Yeah, that's an interesting question then. So where's the software or whatever that's updating it? I guess it's in the tablet itself. So if you steal it in Chicago, would there be a receptacle or somehow to communicate to that plate to report it missing here?
Absolutely. Whether it's stolen in Chicago, whether it's stolen in Illinois, the technology allows for wherever it's stolen that communication happens.
Okay, let me ask you this. I read a story that said in California, the state could actually, when you're parked and not driving, program these digital plates to show ads. So like, you know, maybe I'm parked at the Denny's and all of a sudden an ad for the Olive Garden comes up on my car. Is that a possibility?
Right. Absolutely. So I've been talking about that. So one of the things right now, our seniors, you know, they don't get discounts at the Secretary of State office. They do for people with disabilities and for veterans. And so one of the things I propose is giving discounts to seniors. And you know the question everybody's going to ask, right? How do you replace that revenue? So one of the places we can only replace that revenue but create revenue, and Texas right now is the only state in the country that's doing advertising on license plates besides the ones that have digital plates. Mm-hmm. So companies can do advertising and we can get that revenue.
So they do that in Texas on metal plates? I didn't know that.
Yes. You know how you get your plate right now, and if you're in if you're in the Army and you want a plate that says Army, or if you go to a college and you want a plate that says University of Illinois, what you do is you spend extra money for that plate. Well, if we have license plates, just with the metal plate alone, but in this case, on the digital plate, if Coca-Cola wanted to advertise or any other responsible company wanted to advertise, then they would pay us that money to advertise
okay.
on the plate.
Alderman, you know they're going to say, and it's true, right? Then if I'm driving around with a government computer on the back of my car, the government is going to know everywhere I go. They probably can know how fast I drive, whether or not I fully stopped on a turn on red. I mean, there's some privacy concerns here, aren't they? How do you allay those concerns?
You know what? It's just like anything else. Right now, through the technology that we have now with any of our insurance companies and any systems, they can do that now. But we will protect. There's already elements within that product now that protects privacy. So that's definitely not the intent here at all.
The plates in California last for 5 years, and they cost, it says here, $1,360. $700 for the plates, $100 for the initial subscription, and then $560 for the 5 years of $7 monthly payments. Is that sort of...
If you can't pay the $500 up front. But over a five-year period, what we've seen based on our costs here in Illinois, you're looking at at $151 a year, you're looking at anywhere from a $200 to $250 cost savings over a five-year period.
It would be cheaper to have a digital plate here than it would be to maintain the metal plates, you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's an interesting idea. I don't know. Honestly, Alderman, I'd never heard of this before. I heard you bring it up. It was brand new to me. I'm surprised to see that it's being used in so many spots already.
Absolutely.
While I've got you on the phone, everyone's still talking about Jean-Baptiste Pointe-de-Sable Lakeshore Drive. You were the champion of that. Are you satisfied with the compromise?
You know what? I'm a bridge builder. and in a situation where there is compromise, everybody isn't happy, right? That's when you know you... probably made the best deal, or it works for everybody. Everybody isn't happy. The Black Heroes Matter Coalition wanted to take that compromise. I assured them that I wouldn't fight it because I'm focusing on unity. I'm focusing on hope. I'm a bridge builder. I don't build a wall. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I'll put it like that. I'm okay with it.
So,
and I think it's still going to accomplish what we want to accomplish.
Yeah, I think it's great that he's being honored. Don't you think people are just going to call it Lakeshore Drive anyway?
No, I think people are going to do both. I think the people who have been like used to calling the Sears Tower, or Macy's Marshall Fields. I think they're going to see that, but this is for our young people and our future generations. I think things just change over time, and people will get comfortable calling it DuSable Lakeshore Drive.
Alderman David Moore is running for Secretary of State, and he's talking about digital licenses. Great to talk to you, Alderman. Thanks very much.
No, thank you for the opportunity. I truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, what do you think about this idea? Good one or bad one? I see benefits. I see detriments. I want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. You can text, but we always like to chat on the phone line. So give us a call. We'll take your calls and your comments coming up after the news, and that's coming up after this.